Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you join us on another one of these Business of Digital podcast episodes. Grateful that, you know, I was thinking about this, Dave. Grateful that we've been able to do, and I don't know whether it's, sorry, my thoughts are all over the place right now, but I know it's because of, you know, the fact that we talked about this is going to be kind of a 2020 looking over type episode. But, like, I've been very grateful we've been able to do over 3 years of these, if you can believe it. Just that we've had this podcast going on for so long. But, anyway.
Well, how's it going? We have the podcast because we can't travel this year. So, people that do podcasts in person that are not family are probably at a disadvantage.
Very true. Very true. But just getting into, you know, like we were chatting, and as we always do, it's good to just get in and record because we tend to chat, not recording about all the stuff we should be recording. But we're talking about virtual conferences and just 2020 in general and then beyond and what's in the future. And so just give us your thoughts on this and where we go from here.
First, let's make predictions because everyone hates predictions and everyone sucks at them. And this is the time of year where everyone makes predictions. When do you think the first, we'll just stick to marketing, digital marketing conference,
okay,
will happen in person with over 100 people in 2021?
So,
unless you think it'll be later, but
no.
When do you predict the first one? In the U.S., also to add that other qualifier, digital marketing focused will happen.
I'll give you my answer on this one because with everything I've been reading, they're saying the general public should be getting vaccines rolled out and around the end of April. So we're looking at April, May, June, July, probably. The reason I say what I'm about to say is because I don't see people feeling safe until like everyone, and you got a lot of people that aren't going to take the vaccine, obviously, because of whatever reasons or their fear it's not safe. But let's say that that all that goes smooth and the rates are going down and everything happens the way it should throughout the summer. I think that as far as like the ones in our circles, the next big one, I think, could be a PubCon Vegas, honestly.
So you're saying next October, November?
Yeah. The next big one, and I know you said that you gave the number 100. I think 100. There's already some that are smaller that are starting to go on already, you know, with social distancing and that kind of stuff. But like, I'm thinking more a little bit bigger, large scale ones like that we're used to speaking at.
So over 1,000, you're saying, or more than a couple hundred?
Yeah, more than a couple hundred. I think it would probably be around, you know, October, November.
I was going to say probably summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I hope I'm wrong and you're right.
Well, because for my own little, you know, pop-up conference, I still haven't even started planning for 2021 because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And yes, we are talking about virtual conferences eventually.
I still want that pop-up conference to come here to Phoenix. You know,
well,
you missed your March visit this year.
I know. I keep looking at the places I wanted to hit this year and pushing them to next year and then trying to figure out how to make it work.
Yeah.
But I'm also looking at, I was going to push my Chicago from February to April or March or April or May, but do I really want to start planning it? How much time do I have besides none?
Well, the only thing that makes me nervous, and I'll tell you this, like just with these vaccines coming out and being as effective as they are, the only thing that worries me is, you know, some of the reports that I've read is that it's only kept it away for like 3 months or whatever it is.
Oh, really?
And I didn't see that. And so it's like, you know, that worries me. And then also there's reports I've read where this may be like a flu shot thing, that it's not going away and that you just have to get something like this
yearly.
And if that's fine, that, you know, we'll start to get back to normal. But it also makes me wonder how is that, or how has this year changed people's mindsets of, you know, am I going to want to go and be in person again. Because I'll just give you a little bit of an insight. So we've done virtual school here with my boys. My daughter, she's in college. She's doing, they basically have all, everything online as well. And I'll tell you, this has been the first like summer, fall, whatever you want to call it, where we have had no colds, no flus, no nothing that these guys have brought or picked up. Usually like Ian, you know, my eighth grader, he's like the corporate, he's the culprit of bringing anything back to us that about kills us. And so that's been nice. And so I wonder like how much of that stuff's going to play in. Are people going to like still like, well, I don't want to take the chance of getting it, or I'm not going to get the vaccine, or I'm not, you know what I mean? Like there's just so many like factors that it's hard to know exactly what's going to happen. I want normal though. I want normal more than anything.
I'm sticking to, I won't say ginormous, but at least a few hundred. I'm sticking to summer.
Summertime. I hope you're right. I want normal. Dude, I want to start traveling again. I want you to come here for spring training again. I want us to hang out. I want all that again. I was thinking about this the other day, and I'm sorry, this is probably not the direction of the episode that we were thinking about, but we'll get back on track here in a second. But I was just thinking about how badly I wanted to travel again, and I was thinking, you know, I would just be happy with being able to go and drive to one of my favorite local Mexican restaurants and eat there without having to worry about picking something up at this point. I mean, forget about traveling to Norway or Amsterdam or wherever, you know, just being able to go and eat at a place without having to worry about it, you know. But anyway.
Well, and we'll use that to segue into the upside of virtual.
Yes.
Ta-da. See, we get there eventually.
We do.
The I think there's good and bad. And we'll start with the good. You still have your raise your hand thing on. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, I'll turn
in
it
our
on.
Little thing, there's a little tool. It's completely segue again.
Where yeah, you have
click
your,
a little
you
button
yours
to raise
on
your
too.
Hand. And we what? Mine's on too.
Yeah.
There now it should be off. I don't know.
All right.
We literally never use that feature, which is funny because in the next episode you're going to hear we talk about tools and how to dig into it, which will be out next week. So you might want to check that one out. But yeah, this is like a weird feature that we just never use. But that is the upside of virtual. For me, at least, is, you know, if people have, one, don't have a job, which a lot of people don't have, there is so much free training, free conferences going on right now, or virtual, or one-off
talks.
Or
so affordable, like you're getting the same kind of content that normally you'd have
you
to
are.
Pay $1,000, $1,200 for like literally $100 or $200.
And that's not including the time off from work. The travel, the food, the airfare, driving, parking, you know, all of that stuff.
Of course, it's not as fun.
Well, yeah, we'll get to the cons in a second. I'm trying to focus on the pros.
Okay.
But you still, you know, and there are better, I think, tools now where I've seen some that have a little bit more interaction, or they're trying to set it up so that it's not just, you know, a recorded pitch or recorded talk, or, you know, trying to make it more interactive, trying to use the tools that are given to you from these various virtual systems to just, you know, open it up and make it so that you can do networking. I literally just saw someone today ask about, you know, a system or a solution that would let people at a conference or at a virtual conference be able to mingle. And they were like, I've seen one where there's like 10 or 15 people, but what about 100? Is there a solution? Has anyone seen something that they liked? Which I think is cool, trying to, you know, now I don't want to have VR or something, but.
Well, I did see something that was kind of neat where they allowed you to go and kind of do a, not VR, but kind of go and do a virtual tour of like what would be, what we would consider an exhibit booth. I did see some technology for that I thought was kind of neat. You know, I try to, a lot of times, unless there's a specific company that I want to talk to about a tool or about a product or something that I need, I typically try to avoid those areas to not be grabbed. But I thought that was an interesting feature for those that like that.
Well, how do you get the swag now? I can't get the swag.
It's going to be more costly for those companies.
Is it an in-house person? I always used to, and I know I've talked about this before, but I had someone in IT that I was always trying to, you know, butter up and be nice to, because so they would help us in a pinch. And before I would go to PubCon or before I'd go to SES or some conference, I'd be like, hey, here's a list of the vendors, and I'd send it to them. Is there any swag or types of swag? You know, do you just want t-shirts? Do you want, you know, pens, tchotchkes? What type of stuff would you want? And is there any brands that you specifically want, you know, stuff from? And they'd be like, oh, just, you know, t-shirt size large, t-shirt size medium, extra large, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. All right, cool. And I try to like grab some things. And that was always for me the upside of going to the in-person.
And that's a bummer too, because it got me thinking about, we haven't been able to hand out any shirts or stickers. For the podcast lately. Yeah.
I only have lots of stickers.
I saw a tweet from a mutual friend of ours, Chuck Reynolds, talking about how he had tons of badges and
backpacks. Oh, I saw that today.
And it made me think of, you know, a lot of the swag I've gotten. And I have an old Best of the Web sweater. Can you believe that? A BOTW. It was like a hoodie. Probably got it like 13 years ago.
I got that one in 2007.
The blue one?
No, I have a special edition black one.
Ooh.
More fancy. I don't know how I got it. No, I got it in, yeah, it was probably 2007.
I think mine was like around like that, 2007 or 8. But
it's one of the very few hoodies I have that's a swag.
Yeah, same with me. One of the ones I've kept too. But anyway, interesting.
Well, and that for me, that, you know, I guess we're already talking about the cons of virtual, and I think that's one of them, is just the, you don't get to have the one-on-one conversations with people, with prospects, with clients, with vendors,
with friends,
with random people.
We don't get to go and try those new taco places or pizza places.
Correct. Or meet new friends or new people as easily. And I think for me, that is probably the biggest con of the virtual.
Absolutely.
And I think the other one is probably when you're at home and you're at the conference and someone schedules a meeting, I seem to see people do both. So are you really paying attention now to the conference and that session, or are you paying attention to your meeting, or do you not attend that session?
Yeah.
Or are you in the session but you're actually working, so it's really just background noise and you're not really paying attention?
All good points.
I think for me as a speaker who's putting time into my presentation, that is my biggest fear is, you know, how many webinars do you sign up for? Probably not nearly as many as me, but I used to sign up for one a week, maybe two, because I was like, oh, that's interesting. Guess how many I went to? None.
Yeah.
And then they'd email me the video afterwards. I wouldn't watch it either because I don't have 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Or 45 minutes, or, you know, maybe I might watch it, but I'll, you know, fast forward the first 5 minutes, get to something, watch a little bit of it, and then I'm done. So it's not, I think there's the, for me, that's the pros and cons. I think there's an upside, and I think we're still going to see them going forward. I mean, we've had webinars for how many years now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and virtual conferences away. And excuse me, I couldn't get the mute button in time. And I say all of that because PubCon just came out this past week with their small business and e-commerce cyber week, where I am going to be talking about, guess what?
What?
Tired of writing? Audio and video content creation is the answer. Go
Boom.
Figure.
Well, you know
Go
what?
Go figure.
I'm glad that you brought that up because that's something I was just going to say. Like, I think what I see going forward is a lot of these companies like PubCon, just as the example.
And it's free.
They're going to have a
it's
hybrid.
Free, by the way. Yeah.
I think they're going to do more conferences. They're going to have more opportunities to do these little, smaller virtual conferences in between these bigger ones. Now, will they continue to have both a Vegas and a Florida one? I don't know. But I think that in between, and keeping the brand alive and keep people engaged keeping them relevant, I think it's a great idea or a great opportunity, if you will. You know what I mean?
Yep. And then I saw someone was doing, I forget who, Will's doing something with the Minnesota group, MN Search something. So he's got one. I know SEJ's got something coming up soon that, you know, I just saw Keith Good promoting it. I saw someone else promoting it the other day. So they must have just announced their speakers. SEMPDX
does the virtual stuff now.
And I'm doing that in a couple weeks. Speaking where I'll be talking about webmaster tools.
Very cool.
And that's also free, even to non-members.
Oh, so wow, really?
So yeah, and it's on Zoom. And just, what's today's date? So just a week or so ago, Joe Martinez did one at SEMPDX where he talked about YouTube ad. So I think that's the other thing, is that there's always been webinars, and there's always been like here and there, like, you know, SEMrush has done a bunch of stuff, and I know some other people have done it, but it'll be like an afternoon or a couple hours of some sort of training or sessions. I think there'll be more of it, but it'll be curious to see if I'm right or wrong about next June, or if you're right, what happens after people can travel. Yeah. Will it diminish? After the last couple of weeks, I've taken on some new clients and stuff. I've been in Zoom a lot. I've been in Google Hangouts a lot. Before, I used to have one, maybe two meetings a week, maybe three, with standing meetings and stuff coming up. I've been on Zoom and video conferences now 2-3 hours a day for the last 2 weeks. The last thing I want to do is go and sit on another Zoom call for a conference.
Yeah.
And I've only been doing it for 2 weeks. I can't imagine these other people, you know, that are all day long in internal meetings for 6 hours a day and then trying to, you know, eat lunch and do stuff. I wonder if that burnout, even if you can add all of the other stuff come next year, people are just going to get burned out from it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
No, I think you're right. Absolutely. It's really is going to be interesting to see what happens. And so, you know, I personally, like I told you, I hope that things get more back to normal. I wonder though, how long it's going to take people, like, even if there's a vaccine and there's not a risk anymore, I wonder how long it's going to take people to just like feel like they can venture out again. Like me, for one, I can't wait to, like, I've already, the second that I feel like comfortable, I'm telling you right now, like I'm already booking my trip to Hawaii. It's been, I know you laugh, but I go there a lot. I miss the islands. And
yeah.
You know, I've told the family, I'm like, we're doing 8 days. We're doing 4 in Maui and 4 on the Big Island. And, you know, I can't wait for that to happen, but I'm not, you know, so I'm all for your predictions. Like, the sooner that we could get to normal, the better. So I hope I'm wrong in this case.
But like I said, for those that either have had their budget slashed, are unemployed, or trying to transition to a new industry job, not just marketing, but anywhere, I imagine all trade shows and a lot of other ones in industries that I've signed up for or pitched before have all gone virtual. So ability to attend lots of conferences and do lots of training or be educated, I think, is even easier because most of them have reduced their prices, like we talked about, the cost of travel, the opportunity cost of missing work, if you're a consultant, of not getting paid. I think you could easily attend a conference a month right now.
Well, that's the other thing that I was going to mention. Like, I think it's been amazing to watch, you know, whether it's a conference organizer or people in general, pull together and realize that, hey, this has been a trying time for a lot of people. Like, while there may be a lot of people that are fortunate or that have been blessed during this to not have been unemployed or to lose anything, there's many of our colleagues and people that have been, and so that have been impacted drastically. And so it's amazing to see, you know, these places step up and offer conferences that can help them, and networking and whatnot that they can attend for free, learn for free, start something new. That's the one thing that I will say, like, there's been a lot of ugly and negativity over the last year, and it continues into the end of this year and what's going on with the whole presidential election and stuff. But like, the thing that I want to look for is the silver lining always in things. And that's kind of what I've seen this year, is people banding together and trying to help out, trying to give, you know, content for free, trying to give, you know, these or make it more affordable, do what they can to survive themselves, but also help one another, if that makes sense.
Nope, it does.
But those are my thoughts.
Nope. That. Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see how long virtual conferences go, where they take them, and what people do with them. And I mean, you know, even a small business could easily hold a conference for their clients now. And it might be a little bit more acceptable and easier to pull off, which I wonder how many, if there is. And I'd be curious if someone has taken that this year to go, you know what, we've never had a conference. We can get in front of our clients and prospects this way. I'd be interested to see if someone's actually done that planning to it.
Yeah, for reals. But now, not to get off on a tangent, I know we're about to wrap this up, but something else that it got me thinking about is other things that I wonder what will be impacted is, you know, I think about my daughter that's going to ASU. She's a junior at ASU and basically hasn't stepped foot in a campus for about a year now. And it's still paying the same amount. And it makes me wonder, like I've heard stories about how people are still being told they have to pay for their dorms, they have to pay for their parking, they have to pay for all these things. And they're not even using that kind of stuff. So it makes me wonder, like, in one sense, like, how that's going to be impacted, or if, you know, virtual learning is going to change on that, or what I see for the better, like with even my kids. And, you know, there's been some hybrid learning where some have been, you know, in person, some have been online, they've all been doing online, but it just makes you wonder, like, now that you know that it can be done, and, you know, I don't know, like, I just think things are going to change, some maybe for the better, I hope.
I think it goes back to the pros and cons, the in-person learning versus online learning. I don't think it's the same. At least, yeah. I don't think so. I'm sure there's people that will side with one way or the other. I just don't think it's the same. And I don't think for students in school.
And also every student learns different too. It may not be better. Is. Yeah.
I think for some people it's better, and I think for some people it's not.
Absolutely.
But we'll see.
Time will tell, huh?
Yep.
Any final thoughts on this, or?
Nope.
Want to wrap it up?
Wrap it up.
Awesome. Well, we do appreciate you guys letting Dave and I just rant to you about, you know, virtual conferences and our predictions for 2021. And
those will be the only predictions we make. We usually make one. I think this was a good one to make.
Exactly. So good idea on this topic. I do appreciate everybody joining us. And so for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Sulzel with Avalanche Media. You guys, please make sure to go and check us out on, you know, any one of, you know, whatever player you like, Spotify, iTunes, Google, just go and check us out. Give us a 5-star rating, and it helps us continue to bring these to you. So thanks all, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Thanks.